is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, you know, so much to cover in so little time. Glad to do it. You know, things could be worse for the Trump administration, I suppose, when it comes to popularity. I mean, think about this. 24 hours a day, several of the major cable news outlets, in fact, all except one, pound on him continuously. According to that Harvard study, more than 93% of the stories are negative, and that's been a while. I'm going to guess that number could be a bit higher. Despite all that, his approval ratings hang somewhere between 45 and 50%. Not so in New Jersey, where the governor there, Chris Christie, having some trouble, if you didn't know this. The state government was shut down. So therefore, state parks and so forth were shut down. But Chris Christie, he decided a few days ago, oh, that's cool. State parks shut down. I'll just go spend time on the beach and make sure that nobody else comes in either. Use this security detail to secure the state beach and plop down there. His approval rating was abysmal to begin with at about 27% in May. Today it's at 15%. You know, I don't put much value in polls oftentimes, but 15% is worth noting. That came from a Monmouth University poll, so we're going to say that it has some validity. It's difficult to get that far, but you have to admire Chris Christie's tenacity for working so hard to drive his numbers so far in the toilet. Yeah, that's the truth. All right, so Donald Trump Jr., the focus of a lot of conversation now, because the Democrats, well, they don't have anything to talk about. Oh, Donald Trump, by the way, I need to get this out. Donald Trump tweeting already today, blaming Democrats. It just happened about a minute and a half ago during the break. Donald Trump pointing out problems with the Democrats and getting his cabinet seated. He said he hasn't had, let's see here, where did it go? I just watched it. The Senate, there it is. The Senate Democrats have only confirmed 48 of 197 presidential nominees. 48 of 197. 25%. They can't win, so they'll do anything they can to slow things down and obstruct. It happened just during the break, just minutes ago now. Yeah, I've decided that I need to stay on top of the Donald Trump tweets, otherwise I miss one, and then then the world goes crazy, and where am I? Playing catch-up. So you've got that going for you. But Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian attorney sometime June of 2016, right about the time Donald Trump had secured, or a few days after he had secured the nomination, but had not gone to the convention, obviously. And word was that there was dirt to be had on Hillary Clinton coming from the Russians. Apparently, there may be an email. We don't know. It's an anonymously sourced story from the New York Times. We know what their track record is, abysmal. But the New York Times reporting today, there's an email where Donald Trump Jr. is told that there's dirt to be had on Hillary Clinton that's coming somewhere from Russia, possibly the Russian government. We don't know. Nobody's seen the email, so it's all speculation, which is what, you know, the liberal media does best, is to speculate. But here's one guy who seems to have it right. Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, who says, yeah, it's called being in a campaign. He was on CNN yesterday with Wolf Blitzer. I like to. Wolf Blitzer. Why are you yelling at me, Wolf? We thank you very much. What is wrong with that guy? Anyhow, Florida Congressman Ted Yoho said, yeah, it's what I would do. The one of the first guys to tell the truth about Donald Trump Jr. If there's dirt to be had on your opponent, you listen. Go ahead, play that clip. Ted Yoho, Florida.
I believe it was appropriate for Donald Trump Jr. to take a meeting with a Russian national who promised to provide damaging information to him and his associates involving Hillary Clinton.
Do I think it's appropriate? I think I probably would have done the same thing. I mean, it's opposition research, and, you know, anybody that's been in an election, you're always looking to get the upper hand. You know, keep in mind, she wasn't an official for the Russian government, the way I understand it. She's a lawyer, a Russian lawyer. And if somebody comes to us and says, hey, we've got information on an opponent, yeah, I think that's an appropriate thing to do.
So let me get this straight. The Democrats are complaining about opposition research that came from the Russians. Meanwhile, the Democrats are paying for opposition research through a company called Fusion GPS that came from the Russians. They paid money to this Steele character, this former retired intelligence agent from England, to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. And he created this fictional account based on nonsense that came from Russia. But it was the backdrop, it was the foundation for much of the investigation into Russia today was from this phony dossier that everybody calls a Steele dossier, right? From this phony, you know, dossier. And so now the liberals, like, you know, Chris Cuomo or whoever out there, you know, banging their lips together, bumping their gums, in a lather, spit flying. Well, Donald Trump Jr., you know, he was trying to get dirt on Hillary. Well, yeah, that's what people do. And in fact, that's what the Democratic National Committee did when it paid Fusion GPS to get the Steele dossier put together, opposition research on Donald Trump that included such discredited stories of him urinating on beds and partaking in the pleasures of prostitutes in Moscow, none of which has any veracity. There's no truth to it. No veracity whatsoever. But I didn't hear Chris Cuomo railing about that. You know, there's a couple of these clowns, and Chris Cuomo's a clown. My daddy's the governor, and I'll say whatever I want. Damn it, I'm on CNN, and I can say whatever I want. You're a clown, Chris. You have no credibility. You're a shill for one political party over the other. It's an embarrassment to the profession of journalism, I must say. You're not alone, but you are certainly one of the worst offenders. There's a reason CNN's ratings are tanking. The louder they rail, the more they go crazy, the less people watch. It's cause and effect, and it's going out of control. But expect this Donald Trump Jr. story to play out for a bit here. But again, Donald Trump Jr. was not a member of the government, has not joined his father's administration. Met with a person who was not a member of the Russian government, who was learned quickly into the meeting. There was no information of any value to discuss, so they moved on. No follow-up. Nothing else to see or discuss. Somebody called and said, we got dirt. You want to hear it? Come see us. Sure. What do you got? Nothing? See you later. It's not collusion. It's not collusion. It's another C word. It's called a campaign. And everybody does it. It's not illegal. 14 after, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.